Employers are warning too many school leavers are unable to write or add up properly. Richard Lambert is the Director General of Business Lobbyist Group, the CBI. He spelled out the results of a survey they conducted into the issue.
About a fifth of employers find that non-graduate recruits of all ages have literacy or numeracy problems, and roughly about a third of them are having to send off staff for remedial training to teach them basic English and math skills. The problem is that most of them expect that over the future years, the levels of skills required for work will increase, and the number of job opportunities for unskilled workers will shrink quite sharply. This was against a background where, if you look at last year's GCSE results, you see that less than half of all students achieved grade C or above in maths and English, which in a sense are the benchmarks for competence in the three R's.
It comes as the government indicates it wants to make those GCSE exam students sit harder. The school's minister, Jim Knight, explained why to John Humphreys.
We've always said that we need to have like the CBI, a real focus on these basic skills and then the use of those basic skills in the workplace, and that's where we're shifting now. We've introduced the Literacy and Numeracy Hour when we first came into power. That has significantly improved literacy and numeracy for children leaving primary school, but now as that same generation is coming into GCSE, we want to make sure that those basic skills are used in a much more employable way, so we are putting those sorts of applications into what a grade C would mean when you get a pass at GCSE for English or maths. And we're also changing the way we use the achievement tables for schools so that English and maths will be included in the 5 GCSE measure that we used as the sort of basic performance criteria for schools.
But are they going to be harder, the GCSEs? Are they going to be more rigorous? That's the question.
Yes, they will be more rigorous in respect of this particular aspect, which is the application of skills. We still think that the GCSE results that will be announced on Thursday this week will be important achievements for those pupils. We still think that the GCSE is a good qualification, but the application of some of those basic skills, the mastery of them, we want to push harder than it is.
I confess that my mastery of this subject isn't very good, because you're puzzling me still when you say the application of these skills. Either a child can read and write properly, or a child can't. If he or she can, then they have mastered it, haven't they? I mean, writing a report for an employer, or writing an email in a fairly literate way, is a mastery of the skill. If you can do it, you can do it. And it seems to me, in a sense, that you're kind of hiding behind this jargon.
Well, I apologise, John, if I'm not making myself clear enough to you, but there are some things which perhaps we think have fallen by the wayside, which is some of the use of mental arithmetic, some of the... I think some of the use of technology has to some extent taken away some of the ability for people to speak fluently, to use spelling and grammar fluently, because they don't have the use of the spell check.
Yeah, kind of text English, in other words. Yeah.
Some of that.
I understand that. But let me ask a very straightforward question then. If they do not have a mastery of the basic rules of grammar, if they can't write a proper sentence, a grammatical sentence, then will they fail their GCSE? That's it, isn't it?
Yes, but they would at the moment. What we're talking about
would
is...
they?
Yes, they would. The GCSE is still a robust qualification, but there are certain aspects that we want to improve in respect of employability skills. And alongside the GCSE, incidentally, we're developing 14 new specialised diplomas with sector skills councils, with employers direct, to make sure that all of those skills that employers are wanting are embedded in brand new qualifications, which will start in 2008 and be fully on stream by 2013.
The Schools Minister, Jim Knight, speaking on Radio 4.